We are up to Simen Tov Samaches Sif Hei, and we will be concluding the Simen. Afilu b'malkam shenagu lasos. So we already established that it is usur to do malach on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, regardless of where you are. Kodem Chatzos is totally in minag ha-makom. So afilu b'malkam shenagu lasos, even in a place where the minig is to do malacha, lo yaschil b'tchilis malacha barba'os. So the first day holds that you're not allowed to begin doing any malacha. You're only allowed to complete malachas that you've already begun, but you're not to begin a new endeavor before Chatzos, even if you can complete the malacha before Chatzos. Ella, except for, there are three exceptions, there are three malachas that Chazal allowed one to begin. Shalosh umnias bilvad, what are they? These are three professions. Heim shemaschilim behem, them Chazal permitted to even begin. B'magam shenagu lasos, v'osim ad chatzos, ve'elu hein, hachayotim, the tailors, hasaparim, the barbers, v'akovsim, the laundry people. Aval shar umnias, im hischil behem, kodim arbaos, v'shiyigmar, hu shiyigmar ad chatzos. If you began, then you're allowed to finish till chatzos. If you did not begin, you're not to begin. Hagah, the Ramah brings the other day, Aviyesh Makilin Lomer, Sheshlosha Umnias and Iskarim, Maschilin Vaosinat Chatzos, Afilu Magam Shnosha Lolasos. The other day holds, you're allowed to start Malacha before Chatzos, in a Makam Shnagu Lasos. These three Umnias, that Chazal were Mater, they were Mater them in all cases, even in a makom where the minig is not to do malacha, Chazal permitted these three umnias to do malacha. Im hischil b'od yom b'shar umnias v'letzarech ha-moed osamat chatzos. And everything else, if you began mib'od yom in other umnias and at tzarech ha-moed, you're allowed to do chatzos. So the Ramah is saying that hischil b'od yom in shar umnias in a place where nagu shalo lasas malacha, the halacha is that you're allowed to continue. Whereas in a makom shenagu lasos malacha, there you're allowed even to start a malacha. There's no problem whatsoever. Sivav moshivin shofchin latarnegolim barba aser dahainu letake makom shiamdu atarnegolim vatarnegolis. You're allowed to set up a place for the hens and the roosters to sit. These malachas Chazal permitted, even in a makom shenagu shelo lasos. Tarnegolos sheyashva labeitzim shlosha yamim, if a hen was sitting on an egg for 3 days, o yoser, or more, so such an egg is no longer edible, and yet there's no chicken in it, the chicken didn't hatch yet, and it has to be sat on and worn longer. Umesa, this hen died, moshivin acheres tachtek leishle yafsidu habeitzim. So you bring another hen in order that the eggs do not get ruined. Whereas if it was fewer than 3 days, we say that the egg is still edible, and therefore Chazal were not matrit. Gorfin pirish motzima magrefu ukli miyuchad lakach. You're allowed to go and use a shovel or rake to go and clean up zevel mitachas ragle behema, the fertilizer under the feet of the animals. Hazevel siftes hazevel shebechotzer lo yatzienu. The zevel in the chotzer, you should not take it out. It'll yisalkenu litzdodin. You should move it to the sides. From nisraba b'chotzer yotzienu la'ashpa. Whereas if it collects and it's just too much there, then you're allowed to take it out to the place that people do dump the fertilizer. Molichim avim kelim beisumin kol hayom. You're allowed to bring you're allowed to take and bring to all kinds of kalim from the Uman's house, from the professional, whether you're talking about a repair or the man who makes kalim. Afa pishenim letzarech hamoed hagot v'nagu shlo lahakiz dam b'shum erev yontif ve'en l'shanos. The minag is not to do bloodletting on any erev yontif. The reason being because on erev shavuos a bas kol went out and said to Klal Yisrael, it was a shade that either you'll be makabel the Torah. Or else he would come and he would kill them, so he would slaughter them. So Chazal went ahead and were gozer an every erev yontif because of erev shvuas. This is really something. Now lemaisa, this is with regard to bloodletting. Any surgical procedure where there's a sakana involved, if it has to be done, it has to be done. Otherwise. Otherwise, one does not schedule it for Erev Yontif.